USA News. I'm Tim Berg.
The National Transportation Safety Board says it's leading the investigation into the Baltimore Bridge collapse that happened early Tuesday morning. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy saying the NTSB arrived on the scene at 6 a.m. local time, but investigators have not yet boarded the cargo ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
We are standing back to allow the Coast Guard and search and rescue to continue their search and rescue operations while we gather information from the command post.
At least six construction workers remain missing. The ship's crew alerted officials they had lost control of the vessel, causing the bridge to be shut down to traffic. Just in time for Easter, the U.S. Ag Department is reporting the average egg price in March per dozen is $3.33, up 33 cents from last month. That's still down, though, on the bright side from last year's peak of almost $5 a dozen. As far as why egg prices are continuing to skyrocket, the USDA saying there's another deadly strain of the bird flu out there, and increased holiday demand means customers will be paying more. The Supreme Court is considering a case that could limit access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices are reviewing an appeal court decision blocking recent FDA changes that made the medication more widely available. The Biden administration is asking the court to reverse the lower court's ruling. With no winner Monday, Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot is set for $865 million. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Technologist, attorney, and entrepreneur Nicole Shanahan has officially been announced as the running mate of independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Among other things, she has used over the past several years cutting-edge technology, including AI, to calculate the catastrophic health consequences of toxins in our soil, our air, our water, and our food.
House Republicans will soon have a one-seat majority after Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher announced he would resign in April. Speaking about the move on Fox Business, Iowa Republican Congressman Ashley Hinson says the congressman's resignation is another symbol of the dysfunction in Washington.
I'm very frustrated by how things have played out in the last year. We have to govern in divided government, and that's very difficult.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is meeting on Tuesday with his Israeli counterpart to discuss the ongoing war in Gaza. Austin speaking about the meeting from the Pentagon.
Mr. Minister, I look forward to discussing how we can dramatically and urgently ease the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
A New York judge is once again taking away former President Donald Trump's First Amendment rights by imposing a gag order regarding a hush money trial going on in New York. The order prohibits Trump from publicly commenting on witnesses, prosecutors, and court staff. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.